Let us pray together before I preach our sermon. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are so grateful to you for what you have done for us. Please talk to us through your message. Use me as your mediator so that I can deliver the word of God with power and confidence. Send your spirit to us. Touch our hearts so that we can come near to you. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week, we learned that the people of Israel sinned against God, but came back to God. So the mighty God forgave their sins and delivered them out of the hand of the Philistines. Today, I will continue to follow our series, What Makes a True Leader. In this passage, we learn who a true leader and king is for the people of Israel and the people of God. I read 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. It says, "When Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as judges for Israel. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah, and they served at Beersheba." In this passage, we know that Samuel was old, and his sons became the judges of Israel. First of all, we need to understand and the role of the judge. From Moses to Samuel, God had appointed judges to administer the nation for about 450 years. Judge is called Shapat in Hebrew. Shapat means judge or govern. A judge was a ruler and military leader and someone who presided over legal hearings in Israel. The judges were successive individuals, each from a different tribe of Israel, chosen by God. They saved the people from their enemies and set up justice and the practice of the law of God, Torah in Israel. Let us read together 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 3. "But his sons did not walk in his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice." This passage shows us that the children of Samuel did not obey God. Samuel was regarded as one of the great leaders in Israel, but his children were not like him. As you know, the Israelites were educated to obey God all times. This is called Shema, which means obey, based on Book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. We are going to read together Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 to 7. "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy might, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." According to this passage, the people of God were instructed to hear the word of God and obey it and teach it to others. Once again, they were educated to teach the word of God to their children diligently. The word diligently comes from the Hebrew word shanan. Shanan means sharpen or chew. Sharpen or chew. Thus, you teach them diligently means you have to chew on the word of God first and adjust it before you can teach others and your children. think about a parent who feeds their children. In the animal kingdom, sometimes the parents will chew the food before they feed it to their young. That is what the Shema in Deuteronomy chapter 6 really means and how God wants us to do before we can teach others and our children. Therefore, people of God should understand the word of God first and put them into practice and teach it to their children and others later in order to obey God. Now I read 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 4. It says, "So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah." This was very common in Israel. The elders who were the leaders of Israel gathered together to make an important decision for the nation. Now we are going to read together 1 Samuel 8, verse 5. "They said to him, 'You are old, and your sons do not walk in your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have.'" This passage means that the people of Israel wanted humans to be their king. In order to support their position, they pointed out that Samuel was too old, and his sons did not follow God. They believed that they would be more powerful if they have a king. However, Israel was ruled by the mighty God, a true king and leader of the nation. He made the heavens and the earth. He also made humans and helped them to survive here on earth. The Bible also shows that the mighty God expected to set a king over the nation in the near future. I will read Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 14 and 15. It says, "When you enter the land the Lord your God is giving you, you say, 'Let us set a king over us like all the nations around us. Be sure to appoint over you the king the Lord your God chooses.'" God already knew that this would happen, and thus planned to appoint a king who ruled his nation in his ways. This was so that the people of God could continue to follow him at all times. Now we are going to read together 1 Samuel 8, verse 6. "But when they said, 'Give us a king to lead us,' this displeased Samuel, so he prayed to the Lord." Samuel was unhappy, not because the Israelites wanted a king, but because the people of Israel disobeyed God and wanted to rule the nation without God. Samuel was troubled, but he came to God and prayed. Our God answered his prayer. Let us read together 1 Samuel 8, verse 7 and 8. "And the Lord told him, 'Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king, as they have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are doing to you.'" The mighty God pointed out the problem of the kingship of a human written in 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 9 to 17. And Samuel said here in 1 Samuel 8, verse 18, "When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from the king you have chosen, and the Lord will not answer you in that day. Many of you might wonder why the people of Israel need God all the time. Here is a good story. Once upon a time, there were two trees planted next to each other. One was tall and huge, but another was short and little. The little tree complained all the time about the tall tree. This was because the little tree did not receive much sun and rain and wind. One day, a man came and cut down the tall tree. From then on, the little tree had to fight against the heat, the strong wind, and the heavy rain. The little tree did not understand at the time how the tall tree protected itself from them. I think that human beings are like the little tree, and our God is the big tree. We might complain about God, like the people of Israel. We might think that we can live better without God. However, we cannot do anything without God, because our God controls our world as the true king and leader in this world. He is the first and the last. He is the only one who can help us survive here on earth. Let us continue to read the other passages. 1 Samuel 8, verse 19 and 20. It says, "But the people refused to listen to Samuel. No, they said, we want a king over us. Then we be like all the other nations, with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles." How did God answer them? For Samuel 8, verse 22, it says, "The Lord answered, listen to them and give them a king. Then Samuel said to the men of Israel, everyone go back to his town." I will summarize my sermon. Samuel was known to be one of the great leaders in Israel. After he finished his position, his children became leaders. However, they did not follow God, unlike their father Samuel. Hence, the Israelites asked for a king. God told them about the problem of kings. Sadly, they continued to want their king. Finally, God accepted their request. As a child of God, we must remember that our God is a true leader and king of the heavens and the earth. He is the only one who can help us to survive here on earth. For this reason, we need to live and walk for him. We need to ask for his help at any time, even if we are troubled. Remember that our God is still here with us and guide us and bless us wherever we go and whatever we do. Let us pray together. Almighty God, we thank you for giving us this time and opportunity to listen to the word of God. Thank you for being with us as a true leader and king here on earth. Help us continue to live and work for you. As a child of God, we understand that we need to do many things here on earth. Help us to serve you and your people. Please continue to be with us and lead us and bless us at all times. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Jay Sheldon. This next song, I